This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. German Chancellor Angela Merkel surveyed what she called a surreal ghostly scene in a devastated village on Sunday, pledging quick financial aid and a redoubled political focus on curbing climate change as the death toll from floods in Western Europe climbed over 180. And Merkel toured Scholl, a village on a tight curve of a river in western Germany where many buildings were damaged or destroyed by rapidly rising floodwaters Wednesday night. Although the mayor of Scholl said that no one was killed or injured there, many other places were not so lucky. The death toll in one area where Scholl is located stood at 112. Authorities said people are still missing and they fear the toll may still rise. The leader of the Taliban says his movement is committed to a political settlement to end decades of war in Afghanistan. He made the pledge Sunday, even as the insurgents continued to battle in dozens of districts across the country to gain territory. Taliban leaders have been meeting with high-level Afghan government delegations in the Gulf state of Qatar to jumpstart stalled peace talks. Kabul delegation includes the number two in Afghan government. Talks resumed over the weekend ahead of the four-day Muslim holiday. The U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan says that he hopes that talks could produce a holiday ceasefire. Afghanistan said Sunday that it has asked all of its diplomats in Pakistan to return to Kabul until Islamabad addresses all security risks to them and brings to justice those behind last week's brief abduction of the Afghan ambassador's daughter. The announcement came a day after the Afghan government said the daughter of the Afghan envoy was taken hostage for several hours and severely tortured, which had been confirmed. This is VOA News. Nearly 400 Iraqi protesters took to the streets of the capital Baghdad Sunday to demand an end to the impunity in the country for the killing of protesters and activists over the past 2 years. Organizers said that the march, which coincided with International Justice Day, July 17th, aimed to pressure Iraqi authorities to investigate crimes involving the deaths of protesters and political activists. Campaigners calling to end impunity to Iraq organized several marches in various capitals around the world and Baghdad, and protesters marched to the capital's famous Tahrir Square to voice their demands. Protesters said that they were demanding reforms to the justice system, including the release of activists jailed in politically motivated cases, and a call for accountability for all those involved in the killing of protesters. The UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson urged the British public to be cautious and said that they must self-isolate when told to do so as COVID-19 restrictions are lifted in England on Monday. He said, please, please, please be cautious in a video from his own period of self-isolation, which was announced earlier Sunday. Cases have been rising by more than 50,000 a day, and hundreds of thousands of Britons are being asked to self-isolate for 10 days, causing havoc for employers and parents, prompting train cancellations and forcing some businesses to close their doors again. The British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, urging the public to be cautious. The South African soccer players become the first athletes inside the Olympic Village that has positive for COVID-19. And other cases connected to the Tokyo Games were also confirmed Sunday. Highlights the task organizers are facing to keep the virus contained while the world's biggest sports event plays out. The two positive tests came as some of the 11,000 athletes and thousands more team officials expected from across the globe began arriving, having traveled through a pandemic to get to Tokyo. They'll all now live in close quarters in the Olympic Village on Tokyo Bay over the next 3 weeks. Jeff Bezos may have been beaten to space by rival Richard Branson, but the billionaire American businessman is now poised to make history next week aboard what would be the world's first unpiloted suborbital flight with an all-civilian crew. Bezos, the former CEO of Amazon, is due to be part of a four-person crew for a planned 11-minute ride to the edge of space on Tuesday inside his company Blue Origin's new Shepard spacecraft. Another milestone in the potentially lucrative space tourism sector. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.